School reformers from President Obama to Mayor Bloomberg have been seeking to measure which teachers are most effective in order to weed out the bad ones. Here in New York City, there's a symbol of bad teaching, the infamous rubber rooms where suspended teachers wait to be terminated. About 600 teachers are currently in these reassignment centers. WNYC's Beth Fertig recently visited one rubber room in Washington Heights.
A principal can't just fire a teacher. First, there's an investigation, then a hearing. And all of that takes time. Because the school system doesn't want teachers accused of incompetence or misconduct to be around children, suspended teachers are sent to rubber rooms. And there they wait.
The first day we were reassigned here, I fell.
Brandi Shiner points to the gravel path. She's a former elementary teacher. We're on our way to what looks like a compound of red trailers outside George Washington High School. The security guard's booth is empty at 7:30 this morning, so it's easy to walk right through the chain link fence. At least 120 teachers are assigned to these 11 trailers. Shiner was assigned last fall to trailer 14.
When we got here, there was only two tables.
She looks around the fluorescent lit room and shows me clusters of desks and a bulletin board she decorated.
So I set it up this way, you know, like the way you would set it up in a classroom.
The bulletin board looks like what you'd see in an elementary school, only it's covered with newspaper clippings instead of vocabulary words. Crowded schools often use trailers for extra class space, but this is the first time they've been used as rubber rooms. Shiner wasn't thrilled with the amenities.
This is our bathroom. When we came here, there was no hot water, so now we have hot water. Oh.
She pushes a lever, and the water does flow, but only from one side.
It's broken. You see, it's broken.
Shiner taught in Manhattan for 21 years before she was suspended in 2007. Her principal accused her of incompetence and insubordination. She's 57 now and claims it was really a case of age discrimination.
How you doing in retirement, kiddo?
Well, it's an adjustment.
Shiner qualified for a disability retirement this year because of an injured knee. So she's done with the rubber room and has just come back for a visit. She chats with a teacher she hasn't seen in a while before he punches into a time clock in another room.
All right. I'm going to punch in. I'll see you later.
Okay. We make very good friendships here in the room because the people in the room, when these things begin happening to you at school, everyone keeps away. It's like you're isolated. Uh-oh, because guilt by association. You come here and everybody's in the same situation, and if you've been in the rubber room a long enough time, when these new people came, we were able to, you know, calm them down because people come here, they don't know why they're here, what is this place, what does it mean? So the old-timers are able to say, okay, relax, you know, here, play dominoes, play cards, and we let them talk.
But there's an undercurrent of tension and anxiety. The teachers evidently feel they've been wronged by their schools, by the system, and this morning, by the security guards who watch over them.
The two security agents are real upset because CY, as the caller called it, 7:15 this morning.
Julianne Polito enters the trailer just before 8 a.m. and announces that the guards are scared the teachers may start throwing chairs.
She's afraid we're going to throw chairs out into the middle of the courtyard.
Trailer 14 or everyone?
I think everyone, because of the note that was put on the door that said there is no more room in our trailer for people to, no more seats for people to sit in.
The teachers say there are usually 20 people or more assigned to each trailer. When you spend every day in the same room, it seems seats are valuable real estate.
And we kind of routinely sit in the same seats.
The guards don't appear, and Polito goes on to describe a typical day.
People will move from that table so that they can play games at some point in the afternoon. And these, because these are students' desks from a classroom, that, I mean, no one can sit there for 8 hours, 6 hours, that's ridiculous.
The teachers can take a lunch break, just as they do in school. Some even lead exercise classes. Polito is a former principal who was demoted to teacher. She's been repeatedly sent to the rubber room on accusations of corporal punishment, allegations she strongly denies. And the city has never tried to terminate her. She's now working on a PhD in educational administration. She takes two seats, one for herself and another for her belongings, a laptop and a book by a French phenomenologist.
So I take notes on my computer. That's what I do on it, because I use those notes later.
As Polito sets up her workspace, a man at another table reads a newspaper. He says his name is Dean Henry and claims he's been here since September, after he got his third unsatisfactory rating and was accused of incompetence.
I've received my charges, but I have yet to be contacted by a lawyer, so I really don't know when that's going to be. So I'm just sitting here waiting.
Hasn't been a hearing or anything?
No hearing, nothing. You know, people are under the impression that we're here just lollygagging and just hanging out, but, you know, the process is, it's a very uncomfortable one, and we really don't know how long it's going to take.
A few minutes later, a teacher from another trailer enters the room to talk.
My name is Lucy.
Lucy what?
Lucy McGillicuddy.
Yep, as in, I love Lucy. She doesn't want to tell me what happened, or apparently her real name, but she has something to get off her chest.
If the media does not start to investigate the reality that these reassignment centers are the crown jewel, okay, in Bloomberg and Klein's plan to get rid of teachers who raise their voices in the classroom, to break tenure. You have teachers here, all right, who are good to very good to excellent.
There's a palpable anger and even a sense of persecution among these rubber room teachers. The ones who spoke to me all claim they were sent here on trumped-up charges. Some have spent years waiting for their cases to be heard while still receiving their full salaries. In Lucy's excitement to meet a reporter, it seems she inadvertently alerted a security guard.
It's Thomasina. We gotta go.
The teachers lead me away from the trailers and out to the street. But Julianne Polito and Brandy Shiner have a lot more to say. They're among a small group of teachers trying to sue the city over the rubber rooms. After two previous attempts were denied, a district court judge recently gave them a third chance to make their case later this spring. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.